This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
My name is Desmond Early. I'm director of UCD Choral Scholars, which is known internationally as the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin. The project that we're talking about today relates to a disc called Invisible Stars, Choral Works of Ireland and Scotland. And that's our latest achievement, and one of which we're very proud.
Desmond Early and the UCD Choral Scholars have every right to be proud. They're now included in the Signum Classics catalog, which is also where you'll find recordings of the legendary King Singers and the British Choir Tenebrae. The ensemble was formed in 1999. Desmond told me that next year they're going to have quite a shindig to mark their 20th anniversary. What's even more special about this group of 18 singers is how they're selected.
The singers chosen for UCD Choral Scholarships come from all disciplines in the university. We've had really interesting students who have had no previous choral experience. For example, our lead singer on the first track of the disc, McGillamar, his name is Mark Waters, and he currently works for the Department of Agriculture in Ireland, and he is a fantastic traditional singer.
The concept of Invisible Stars was built around the idea of soloists and choral ensemble with individual instruments. It's the instrumentation that helps enrich the textures of these Irish and Scottish songs.
One of the pieces I actually like most of all was Bill Whelan's Sun, Moon and Stars, which was written for cello, soprano solo and chorus. And the cello changes everything, and this is something that we were looking at together, both Bill and I, trying to create a different soundscape, something fresh that could be a new element in choral music writing.
I want to ask you about Peace, the ninth track on the recording. And I know there's a reason why you included War and Peace on this disc. And on Peace, too, the oboe really seems to accentuate that theme. Could you talk about that piece, please?
We wanted to commission three pieces of music that would mark the centenaries that included the beginning of the First World War all the way through to the 100th anniversary of the 1916 rising against the British, using an Irish text, the poetry of Eva Gore Booth, who was herself an Anglo-Irish poet and an activist. It refers to a mountain in the west of Ireland, in County Sligo, where the Atlantic crashes up against the coast of Ireland and makes it rugged and shapes it. And that text includes a reference to that mountain. And on Maeve's mountain is the tomb of the ancient Irish queen Maeve. The text, all the while, invisible stars shine over the sea and the white cairn of Maeve. It sets a scene of peace. And of course, our university has a motto, Ad Astra, to the stars. And I thought, there's a little play on words here in relation to the motto of the university. But also, I think the students are in themselves stars.
Desmond Early leading his Invisible Stars in a beautiful collection of choral works of Ireland and Scotland. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.